Estrus, a town looking out to sea. The village of Yastres has managed to maintain its strong seafaring essence throughout history, a feature which is evident in every nook and cranny and which is easily discovered when you walk through its steep, winding streets. The old town, with its rich, well-kept heritage, has led to Yastres being declared a site of cultural interest, and it is currently considered one of the prettiest villages in Spain. All along this route, you will discover the origins and the history of some of the most emblematic places in this village. The tour starts at the top of the village, known as the Field of Saint Roque. From this vantage point, you can enjoy spectacular views of the Bay of Biscay and the village itself, a contrast of red tiled rooftops against a blue ocean and the Sueve mountain range as a backdrop. Saint Roque is one of the patron saints to whom the people of Yastres are devoted, and this chapel located beside you is dedicated to him. Despite its small dimensions, it is filled with curiosities. If you look inside, you will notice a number of votive offerings, small wax figures representing different parts of the human body. Because of the miraculous nature that is associated with this saint, many residents bring these figures as offerings to ask for cures for different diseases. The basket located in the center of the chapel is currently used by the faithful, as tradition says if your coin falls inside the basket when thrown, your prayers will be met with more fortune. Another striking aspect is the image of Saint Roque, which is kept in the chapel. This saint is usually represented accompanied by his dog, with a piece of bread in its mouth, although, strangely, his pet is missing here. Every year, in mid-August, the ancient traditional celebration of the festival of Saint Roque takes place on this high ground. There is the burning of the giant, an effigy representing a problem or anecdote which occurred during the year, and which is blown into the air as a sign of protest. From here, the route continues downwards towards the church of Santa Maria de Sabada, where you will find a new stopping point.